This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Justin getting to a point where his play is, Russ's health is sort of immaterial. You're just staying with the guy where the team's...
There's a potential for that, but we're not there as I stand here today.
Is there anything Justin can do to prove it right now while Russ is injured?
Play well. Win. That's our business.
So what I'm hearing from Mike Tomlin there, let's play well, win, and you could be the hot hand. It is a Wednesday at about 9, whatever it is. That means Doug Whaley's here. We're live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, and Doug Whaley brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Doug, how you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing great. And before we get into football, I have to give a quick Pete Rose story. And this is why I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. So,
one time we were at the casino.
Nope. Wow. Nope. Friend, well, guy I work with and is my boss now, was in baseball before he got into football, and he knew the traveling secretary for the Reds, and they always handle all the tickets. So, obviously, Pete Rose being a left-handed batter, he'd always put his wife in the section closest to the field, his girlfriend to the next section over, and his girlfriend is, and all in the same row. So, when he came to the plate, he'd tip his cap. And all of them think they'd be different.
That's why he should be in the Hall of Fame. Right there.
I told you this, I think, I don't know if it was on air or off air, what, 2 days ago, whenever this happened. And you looked at me, you were like, I'd never heard that story. Like, didn't he have, like, multiple girlfriends at, like, Gainesville? And maybe Doug told me that.
Unbelievable. Yes. That's why he should be in the Hall of Fame. I saw he did an interview with the Lebatard show, like, a month or so ago that they never aired. And then after he passed away, they played an answer back yesterday where they asked Pete Rose if he wanted to get into the Hall of Fame posthumously, if that's something that he would want. And he said, no, it doesn't do me any good when I passed away.
Right.
Can't make any money off of it. Well, it's not an HOF.
That's true. And I mean, that's what I said yesterday. I think that that kind of stuff's a slap in the face for anybody if they get into the Hall of Fame after they've passed away. If you're Hall of Fame worthy, I think whatever the format, whatever the league, do your best to get people in while they're living so they can celebrate their accomplishments one last time.
Totally agree.
And it sounds like Pete Rose agrees too. I spoke for him kind of yesterday.
I wonder what his girlfriend's thing.
Yeah. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, provides trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. All right, now to the Steelers. Mike Tomlin opens the door to allow for Justin Fields to take this job. Your thoughts upon hearing that, Doug?
All right, let's ask this question. Let's flip it. If Russell Wilson started these four games and had the same performance in these four games, would people still be calling for Justin Fields? Would you be calling for Justin Fields? Would you be calling for Justin Fields?
I would not, because I would still think that Justin Fields would be Chicago Bears Justin Fields, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't look – it would just be a spark, not an actual concrete quarterback that you could roll with for the rest of the season.
Yeah, he's shown us a lot through playing that we didn't see when he was in Chicago.
Right, right.
The lack of throwing interceptions – he's used his legs, but he's also kept his eyes down the field. He's attacked the middle of the field. He's got the seventh best completion percentage in the NFL. If we had only seen Russ, I would keep rolling with Russ at this point because they'd be 3-1, and I'm guessing Russ would do the things that we know Russ can do.
Right.
What about you?
I wouldn't be asking for Justin Fields. Right now, though, obviously you got to roll, well, I would say hot hand, but you just lost. And the only thing that brings me a little pause to say, yes, I would still go with Justin is two things. One, he did play well, but the things that plagued him in Chicago still showed up when you needed him most to put them in a chance to tie the game. And then there's a difference, and I'll ask you, what is the difference between a talented quarterback and a quarterback with talent?
Doran?
The talented quarterback knows how to play the position. A quarterback with talent flashes talent and isn't an actual quarterback.
And lacks consistency. So I would keep playing Justin to see if he's got that consistency. The thing that you run into, and this is what I was trying to say last week that the PM team roasted me for. You know,
you got roasted.
I got roasted by the guy that basically puts out percentages like he's a contraceptive commercial, 99.99%. What I'm saying, though, is from a business standpoint, and this is why you bring me on, from a general manager business standpoint, you have to make sure that you keep your organization financially viable to compete competitively for a long run. And what you have to worry about is this guy, and it's a conversation. Now, I'm not saying you bench him because he's on a roll. You have to find out is, are you comfortable with this guy and knowing if it's 1 year that he comes and performs well, or are you comfortable signing him to that Daniel Jones contract? And then what if he regresses back to his mean, and then you have a Daniel Jones, and then a year from now, Mr. Contracept is going to be like, why'd they sign him? He shouldn't have been signed anyway. That's all I'm saying. That's got to be – I'm not saying you do it. That's a conversation that needs to be had. Like, how do we make sure we minimize the impact so we are competitively viable going into the future?
That is the best devil's advocate argument that I have heard for why Russell Wilson at some point should play, is Justin Fields playing well because he's really good, or is Justin Fields playing well because the situation is set up around him and is good? And would Russell Wilson be outperforming him if he were in there?
And that's a conversation that right now a lot of fans, which that's what they do, and media, that's what we do. And I love being on the media side because if you say something and you're wrong, you're just saying, all right, I was wrong, let's keep going. There's no accountability. I'm just saying those are the conversations that the GM, the head coach, Not right now in the head coach. Head coach, you focus on football. But the GM's got to have with his staff and with the owner, like, hey, listen, he's rolling now, but we have to make sure we are really finding out what this guy's about. And then also, as well as he's playing, you have to understand, you're going to have bidders. So you're going to have – it's not like you're going to be able to get a discount. He's not going to be like, yeah, I'll sign with the Steelers because they traded for me for 25 when someone's offering them 50 a year. So you got to know you're going to play market. You're probably going to play above market rate because people are going to say, like we're all looking at, young, talented quarterback, a quarterback with talent that is playing that he may transcend to that talented quarterback position. But they're just like the Giants. Daniel was playing. They thought they were going to have him switch to that talented quarterback instead of quarterback with talent. And he regressed. And now they're stuck, right? Because they can't get that contract off the books, and they're going to keep him. They're going to be like 7-10 or anything, but not bad enough to get one of those quarterbacks coming out in the draft. And that's where it gets tricky. And that's all I'm saying is from front officing, those are the things you got to think about.
Do you think that the Steelers, how much do you think that the Steelers are hiding Justin Fields from his mistakes? And how much do you feel that he has developed into getting rid of those mistakes? Like, are the Steelers and Arthur Smith hiding some of the bad things that he has done in the past? Or do you think he has grown out of that and developed into playing quarterback better?
I would say there was a bit of both until the things that the sacks and the turnovers, when they were like, okay, here's the ball, go bring us back. And he did some really good things. But the things that plagued him in Chicago plagued him when you needed him the most. And I'm not saying he can't overcome that, but he has always had talent. He was always able to run, and he always had an arm, and he was able to throw some really nice balls. When you needed him the most, though, what reared its head? So I think it's a little bit of both, and that's why I'm saying keep him in there to see if he can overcome those and get that out of his game. But it's always in my mind, going to be in the back of my mind, in your mind, and even in the coaching mind, coach's mind, like, hey, is that always going to rear his head at some point?
How? I want you to answer this question when we come back, because this segment flew by. I looked down at the clock. I was like, oh, my God, that'll be like 6 minutes in. We're 14 minutes into this. So I'm going to ask you this question next. I know, we Starkey'd this thing. So now you're taking shots at Mr. Contraceptive. Now you're taking shots at Stark. We're just taking shots all over the place here. How much ball do you need to see from Justin where you hand him the contract and you go, okay, we feel like we're definitely doing the right thing? Let's talk about that coming up next. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'd love you to text questions for Doug at 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Wednesday with Doug Whaley. You can shoot us a tweet, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll get into the Davante Adams rumors in a little bit. In fact, Diana Russini of The Athletic 11 minutes ago tweeted out, the Jets and Cowboys are among the many teams monitoring the Davante Adams situation. Both have checked in with the Raiders. I'm told at this point that Vegas is in no rush to make a move until the team reaches their asking price, but Adams wants out ASAP. So we'll get into that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But let's stick with Justin Fields here. Mm-hmm. How much ball do you need to see from Justin Fields in a Steelers uniform, if you're the general manager, Doug, before you'd say, okay, I feel comfortable giving him a lot of money?
I think it's I wouldn't say ball, it'd be situations. When you put him in situations, or he's in situations like last week, and say, okay, Is he reverting back to what gives us pause, or is he overcoming these things? And the thing that you're positive about is his ability to go from game manager, somebody with blinders on, to a guy that's not a game manager, a guy that's bringing you back. Now, the still that little thing in the back of your head saying, ooh, or, hey, you're close to field goal range, you stumble, bumble, and you lose 20 yards and you fumble. Those are the type of things that quarterbacks that know how to play the position understand, the situation and situational football. So the next step for me is him understanding situational football and not putting the team in harm's way in situations that can help you tie a game or win a game.
Are you?
One of these microphones is yours. My bad there, Alec.
My back?
You're good.
All right. Could you be influenced on potential draft picks? Like right now, like the Steelers. I mean, they don't know who their quarterback of the future is going to be. Mm-hmm. Like they signed Russ to a 1-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they have Justin Fields, who's a young quarterback that they hope can be what we're just talking right. about. But are you, as a general manager in your scouting department, could you be influenced on signing a Justin Fields to a long-term deal because you don't feel like the proper quarterback in the draft might fall to your position? Like, do those all cross?
Oh.
Paul, do all those lines cross whenever you're in a situation like this? Are you still monitoring that just in case you do have to go that route?
No doubt about it. And I've told you guys this before, but that's what, when I was a GM at Buffalo and I got roasted for saying we were in quarterback purgatory because we didn't have a quarterback that could get us to the playoffs, but we had enough talent that we weren't going to be drafted in the top 10. So what I did is I actually said, all right, let's look at the quarterbacks coming out in the 3 years, and I can see it right now. It was 2016. I had scouts look, and then 2018 draft, where you had all those guys from Josh Allen to Lamar Jackson to Baker Mayfield to Josh Rosen, all those guys, Sam Darnold. I said, this is when we need to be in a position to be able to go get a quarterback, because there's multiple. There's not just one, because when you have one or two, you have to sell the farm to get all the way up to get to one and two. And you got to hope that the people that are drafting one and two don't need it. So we were saying, all right, that's when you monitor. And I said, that's why when in 2017, we dropped back. So we had two first rounders to go over and get whatever quarterback you want in 18. The problem is, when you have a plan, you just hope you're around to enact it. I wasn't around. So to answer your question, yes, you start looking now is when is the best possible draft year that we need to be in a position to strike? And the Steelers aren't going to be in the drafting in the top 10. With what you say about Tomlin, whatever, going to have those guys in a position where they're not going to be drafted in the top 10. So you have to be able to position yourself either trading down or say, all right, there's enough guys here where we don't have to give up four first rounders. We may have to give up a first rounder next year to get to 10 or 11, but there's enough there that we can. So yes, you're monitoring that and saying, okay, maybe you structure a deal with Justin where maybe it's a 3-year deal, almost a bridge deal, but you may have to pay a little more, but you have flexibility of getting out, knowing that if he does revert back, you'll be in that position in 2025 or 26 to get a young guy, or even get a young guy then, knowing that, hey, Justin, you have to prove in the style of play you sometimes get hurt. We need to have a young guy here. And a young guy's not always a bad thing. And so that's the type of conversations and thought processes these guys need to have so you consistently compete for championships as a team.
Man, the whole quarterback thing's just wild to me. It's just wild to me. You think about Bryce Young in Carolina, and he gets benched. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud was garnering MVP consideration last year. Mm-hmm. You think about the quarterbacks now.
Jaden Daniels,
he's like doing the C.J. Stroud thing. Drake May, meanwhile, his head coach comes out and goes, no, we're riding with Jacoby Brissett 100% behind Jacoby Brissett instead of Drake May. So it's just, I mean, it's a roll of the dice.
Yeah, I mean, and then you have former first-round quarterbacks like Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold doing their thing, and then you have Trevor Lawrence.
And Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. Like, it is.
You got Danny Dimes.
Yes.
Yeah, so right. That's why I say it's easy for, and that's why I love being on the side. It's easy for us to do this, do that, do that. That is the hardest position to evaluate ever. And you still can evaluate with, because think about it. You might have said Bryce Young may not have been number one, but you couldn't have said that he was going to be a bust. Like
right?
No one was. And that's why I say when people sit there and look at draft and say, well, this team should have drafted this guy over that guy. Well, what was the thought process during draft day? And draft day, most of the times, the guy that was drafted higher was thought to be a better talented player. That doesn't always happen. And that's why picking, and really, when it comes down to the most unpredictable entity in this world are human beings.
I think about Josh Allen, just as an example, who was inaccurate at Wyoming.
It had like 50% completion percentage.
Right. And meanwhile, Bo Nix is like an 80% completion percentage at Oregon. He comes out a couple games. He can't hit the broadside of a barn. I think about Josh Allen. First few years in the league,
yeah,
he was inaccurate in the intermediate stuff. It's just, God bless all the general managers.
Didn't Bo Nix have like minus 7 yards throwing in the half, yeah, at halftime? Half.
Yeah, all of us here in this studio had more passing yards than Bo Nix did in the first half. And they won the game.
Yes.
They won the game.
How deflating is that if you're the Jets?
Crazy.
See, like, if I'm in this situation, though, to kind of make it full circle, mm-hmm. like, I am pushing and making sure that Justin Fields can be my guy, because I really don't want to take that chance in 2 years mm-hmm. or 3 years to say, like, okay, well, we are scouting and we are looking for that quarterback possibly of the future, but you don't know if he's going to pan out.
Right. I'm
then,
with you.
And then you, and yeah. then you have a draft pick, and then you're all the way back before 2022 mm-hmm. with Kenny Pickett. Like, that's how far you could go back. If you do look to the future and have to draft the quarterback and him not pan out, then you're going all the way back almost like 8 years.
Yes, and I'm with you. That's why I'm putting Justin Fields out there every single game.
Yeah.
Take the find good, out. Take the bad, mm-hmm. and find out. You get a 17-game sample size to find out.
The next step is that contract. And that's why I said when they signed Russell and then they brought in Justin, I said, to me, this is great. And this year, whatever it is, happens, I'm happy for him. But the true test for the organization and Omar's biggest decision is what you do next year, this offseason, who you sign and what you sign him to. That is going to be his litmus test in his short career to me, because he's hit everything out on. And I'm not saying one way or the other. It's just interesting to me because it's a very complicated decision that can propel the organization to greatness or put them in that spinning the wheels part of an organization, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm sitting back with my as popcorn ready and see what happens.
I think that I don't want to get too long-winded in all this here, because there's another element in all of this, and that's Russell Wilson. We want to talk about that coming up next, plus the Davante Adams rumors. I think the sweet spot is, if it could happen, you sign him to if he plays well this year, you sign him to a Baker Mayfield deal. He's not going to be as good as the Mahomes or the Josh Allens mm-hmm. of the world. But if you sign him for significantly less, and build up a better roster around that guy.
Yes.
I think that's the sweet spot. All right, coming up next, how does Russell Wilson take all this? Seems like it all comes to a head next week. We'll talk about it. Davante Adams rumors as well. Live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Meadowville, Wednesday with Doug Whaley, social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. This is not a loser on social media. This is just a person reporting on social media. Josie Anderson, this just in 8 minutes ago. Meanwhile, I'm told the Steelers do have preliminary interest in at least discussing a potential trade for Raiders wide receiver Davante Adams, per source. I love the verbiage there. They do have preliminary interest in at least discussing a potential trade, per source.
Like everybody.
Like everybody. Everyone's having those discussions, right, Doug?
No doubt about it. I mean, if he sits out there, you call the agent, all right, what is it going to take to make him happy? Meaning, does he want an adjusted salary? Does he want an adjusted contract? We traded for Shady McCoy, and that was one of the happiest days we had until his agent said, he ain't coming.
Oh, man, that's right.
Yes. So, did I tell you this? So, we had an offsite meeting at our owner's yacht, and we're all there. And that's why it went down so quick. It was the owner, head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, my assistant GM, everybody. So we're sitting there having an off-site meeting. We have a break. I'm at the top of the yacht, feet in the hot tub. I get a call. Ed Manowitz, which was a GM for the Eagles at the time. Hey, you got any interest in trading Shady McCoy? I was like, yeah, we'd listen. Absolutely. For who? Either Robert Woods or Kiko Alonso. I said, both? He goes, no, one or the other. So I go downstairs, ask those guys. Everybody was there. They were like, not Robert Woods, Kiko Alonso. Came back up, called him 5 minutes later. We got the deal done like that. Quickest trade ever. Walked down and said, it's done. We had to stop Rex Ryan from jumping off the boat into the water. It's like, celebrate. It was great. Then get a call from Drew Rosenhaus. He ain't coming. What do you mean he ain't coming? He ain't coming. Then we'll go to Buffalo. He loves Philly. Out, you know, from the Harrisburg area. He's home. He ain't coming. Trade's done. He's got to come. He ain't coming. Call our contract guy. All right, get on the phone. Get this thing done.
Yeah.
Got more money. Guess what? He came.
Ain't that the way it works?
That's how I feel the Jets are going to play it.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel the Jets are going to play it, like with this whole situation. I feel like what anybody will offer, the Jets will get wind of it, of course, and they'll up that offer just so they can get him.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they're all in.
Yes.
They're all in with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
They only have, maybe two more years with him. Let's get it done.
How much of a difference would he make to this team, the Steelers? Like, where's it? What's the ceiling now, do you think? And where would it be with him?
Ooh, man. Ceiling now, I would say they're competing for AFC North's percent. Yeah.
Supremacy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If he comes, you're looking at, ooh, I hate to say it because I just don't know with the Arthur Smith offense if they can consistently put up that, like the 30-some points that you're going to need to once you get in there. But we'll be in the conversation. Let's say that. Now, what I automatically think of, okay, then we got to start looking at wide receivers because Pickens is going to be gone. Meaning Pickens isn't going to want to stay here and be a number two to Davante Adams. All right, now you go to your scouts. Let's adjust. Let's start looking at wide receivers. Always looking at quarterbacks.
Kind of the whole IU conversation we had before again.
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about it. So this year, I think it helps tremendously. But because now Pickens is your number two, but everybody's going to start rolling coverage to Adams, he's going to have a monster year. So if I'm Pickens, I'm lobbying. Go get that dude.
Yep. Yeah.
Go get him. Yeah.
What if he's just a rental for this year? Would you do it?
Yeah.
Because the next 2 years not guaranteed. Now, I'm not going to pretend that I'm smart enough to understand NFL salary cap ramifications and things of that nature, but I've read a couple of pieces this morning that you can almost look at him as a rental if you want to.
Yeah, get out with without owing him any money or any cap ramifications. Absolutely. Why not? Because what you want to do is have a collection of good players. You can never have too many good players. So that's one of the main jobs of a general manager is to collect good players. You can never have enough because of injury and everything like that. Why not?
I want to run a stat past you guys and wonder how you feel about it. I'll give my opinion, but you are the football guys here. So the Steelers, second in the league in terms of percentage of play action used. But they're also darn near the bottom of the league in terms of the yards that they've gained off of play action plays. So they use it a lot. It really hasn't yielded a ton in terms of moving the football. My thought is first read, Pickens, they're taking him away over the top, and then the next guy's just not open. That's what I think is happening. Davante Adams, I don't think that would obviously be the case. Davante Adams is going to find his way open. Maybe he's the first read and George Pickens is the second read. Could that make some sense? Why they're doing it so much, yet you're not getting a ton there?
Well, penalties too.
And that is true.
I wonder how far they would jump up if those penalties didn't get called back in the first couple games.
Great point. Even if you hit one of those, a 50-yarder, that's going to boost you because the sample size is so small. That's a really good point.
But I see what you're saying. Like, if one guy's over the top, another guy's going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
The first read is Pickens, and the second read's Freiermuth.
Right.
So Freiermuth becoming the third read of the play action, that's the area you want to be in if you're running play action and if you are sufficient offense. Want the third to be the tight end.
Then you add to that their defensive coordinators know if we're seeing that, they know the same thing. So they're going to defend that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why an Adams that can beat that coverage along with Pickens makes it more intriguing because defensive coordinators are smart.
Yes.
They understand Justin Fields. They understand Arthur Smith, what they're trying to do. So they're going to sit there and sit on those routes and overplay those type of play action routes.
Russell Wilson, probably going to practice in full today. We'll see. Injury report will come out this afternoon. I think it all comes to a head next week. How does he handle it? We talk about it to wrap up the show when we come back.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So we're expecting Russell Wilson to practice in full today. Justin Fields, the presumed starter for Sunday. But Doug, and Doug Whaley with us until the end of the show, that he practices in full all week.
Mm-hmm.
Practices in full all next week. Mike Tomlin rides the hot hand in Justin Fields, which I think is going to be what happens if they win the game, especially against Dallas, and I think they will. So you're sitting there at 4-1. Russ is going to be the backup. Now that he's fully healthy, how do we think Russell Wilson handles this?
That is another reason why I'm excited to see how he does, because does he toe the party line? Does he keep up with the Russ image of, I am a team player. I am here to be the best teammate I can. And if that means me being the starter, great. If that means me being the backup, I'm going to support Justin, because that's the aura he's built around himself with his tweets and all that other stuff. Or does he go anti the, all right, scorched earth. You told me I was going to be the number one. I shouldn't lose my job for injury, blah, blah, blah. Coach gave me some BS when I came in, and I don't know. And that's going to be great for us, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I can't tell you which way he's going to go.
I think I can't tell you with any certainty either. I think he's going to put on the good face publicly, and then it'll be leaks.
Yes.
That's what that would look like, I think. If he does want to go the scorched earth side, you'll start seeing national reports. Russell Wilson felt like he was promised the starting gig, yada, yada, yada.
Through his team leaking stuff out to make sure, and then puts him, especially if it's when he gets healthy, to do it before the trade deadline so people understand, hey, he's not happy, let's at least reach out to the Steelers.
Yes.
Which is a great way to go about it.
I think Doran had a really good idea yesterday. If you're looking for some capital to move in the Davante Adams trade, if Miami comes calling and they give you a third-round pick, fourth-round pick, whatever it is, for Russell Wilson, you then in turn flip that, go get yourself a wide receiver. Doesn't have to be Adams before the deadline. And then you go out and you sign Ryan Tannehill. We just saw what Joe Flacco did.
Yep.
Smart, savvy, veteran guy. Tannehill knows the offense, and you wouldn't have to worry about any of the quarterback controversy there.
And you're signing Tannehill to be the backup.
Right.
Which is like, hey, listen, just come in and hold serve until Justin Fields gets back. Please. That you're not looking for him to come in and give you a boost to take you to the playoffs and everything. No. You're an insurance policy, and as long as he's coming in knowing he was that way, and I'm sure he would be, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
The only question I have, though, is put your GM hat, your Chris Gear for the Miami Dolphins and the head coach, Mike McDaniels. You haven't seen Russ play. He's coming off an injury, and you're going to trade an asset to bring him in to replace an injured quarterback. And quarterback's not like a receiver where you can plug and play first week. He's going to think about Tyler Huntley and what their offense looked like now. And I'm not saying Huntley and Wilson are the same quarterback-wise, but it takes a while for a quarterback to learn an offense, terminologies, checks, all that other stuff. So you're talking about a good 2 to 3 weeks before he's even being able to be proficient in that offense. So,
and by that point.
By that point, why not just tank and look and see, get better draft?
See, that's kind of where I am if I'm the GM for Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of need to know with Tua, but here's the thing. Unless Tua says I'm out and out retiring, I still can't bank on him being the quarterback of the future, because you do know he probably is. If he's going to come back and play, he's probably one more from not playing.
Yes.
I think I'm trying to lose games right now.
Absolutely.
I think I'm trying to tank it out.
I'm riding it. Yep.
Look at the boy genius there, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. We're seeing Sam Darnold play well. We're seeing Justin Fields play well. We're seeing Baker Mayfield play well. Geno Smith play well. This guy's supposed to be God's gift to offense. He ain't winning with the backup quarterbacks.
No, sure.
Doug, this was fun.
Quick.
Let's do it again next Wednesday.
Absolutely.
It did fly by. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet on Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 69, low of 55, 45% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.